Time is 8:07, currently mostly sunny skies, temperature of 35 degrees at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up today on the program in about 13 minutes or so, we will be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot, talk about what could be a record-setting high temperature for today, and then the temperatures will hit a big wall. I mean, it's going to be pretty amazing. The high temperature today and the low temperature tomorrow will probably be more than 50 degrees. You know, you're not used to seeing a 50-degree swing when it comes to temperatures, but it's expected to be high temperatures above 60 today and low temperatures into the single digits tomorrow. So we'll get all the details on what's going to be a yo-yo weather forecast. It's going to be very, very warm. It's going to cool down, but then it's going to get very, very warm again. So we'll get all the details from Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20 here on the program. Then coming up at 8:35 this morning, I'm going to get a chance to talk to the head hockey coach of the Central Wisconsin Storm. Yesterday in the afternoon, I went over to Marathon Park, visited the Storm as they were practicing one of their final practices before heading south to the state tournament in Madison with the semifinals coming up on Thursday. In fact, they'll be in Madison tomorrow for practice and the girls' hockey state banquet as well. So yesterday and today, the final days here in Central Wisconsin for the Storm before heading to the state tournament. And yesterday, I had a chance to talk both to the Storm head coach, Jana Wimmer, and also to the four captains of the Central Wisconsin Storm. And the captain's interview with Julia DeBile, Tristan Wickland, Ava Rohde, and Maddie DePoit. We're going to hear that discussion coming up Thursday on the program at 9:35. But today at 8:35, you're going to hear my talk with Jana Wimmer. A rather interesting talk because we talked about the season, talked about turning points, talked about her first year back. She had been the coach of the Storm I don't know, 8 years ago. I have to go back and look specifically, but she had a very successful 3-year tenure as coach of the Storm. But then her and her family moved out of the area, and she's raised a couple of children. And after last season, the job came open again, and she was chosen to return. And it's been a very successful season for the Central Wisconsin Storm. They earned an incredible win in the sectional final on Friday. Hope you heard it here on Bow Falls Radio. Took on Superior, the number one ranked team in the state. Went to overtime and the Storm were able to pull out a 4-3 overtime win. So the Storm moving on to the state tournament. And we will have live coverage of the state tournament with the Central Wisconsin Storm Thursday and hopefully Saturday here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXDO, and on the Civic Media app. Thursday, the Storm take on the Cap City Cougars in a semifinal. We'll be on the air at 4:35 for the pregame, and then the opening face-off at 5 p.m. And then if the Storm win on Thursday, they would advance to the championship game on Saturday against either the St. Croix Valley Fusion or the Bay Area Ice Bears, two very good teams. In fact, the Storm faced off against Bay Area and St. Croix Valley twice during the regular season, and they split both times. They won one, and they lost one. So, again, this looks to be a very competitive state tournament. But if the Storm do advance to the state championship game, we would have it for you on Saturday with the pregame show at 1:35 and the opening face-off at 2 p.m. So, again, a very exciting week in terms of high school sports coverage on your only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports, Bow Falls Radio. Tonight, I am heading over to White Lake as the Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team. What a run it was last year. Cardinals made it and all the way to the state tournament and won the Division V state championship. Well, it's been obviously a much more difficult season because they lost their entire starting lineup, lost basically all their production from a year ago, but it's a team that's been growing and now looking to start a successful playoff run tonight. Division V regional quarterfinal, the Newman Cardinals and White Lake. I'll be at White Lake High School tonight, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening tip-off right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also don't forget, on Friday, we'll see our other two schools in boys basketball, the Wausau West Warriors and the Marathon Red Raiders. On Friday, Wausau West boys basketball travels to Kakana for a Division I regional semifinal. That one will be live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, and online starting with the pregame show at 6:50. And also on Friday night, Tom Weaver will be in Marathon as the Marathon Red Raiders open up their playoff run. Number one ranked team in the state in Division IV, number one seed in their bracket as well. And Marathon will be in action against either Colby or Crandon. Those two teams meet tonight, and then the winner will travel to Marathon on Friday. Tom will have the play-by-play of that one on the Sports 2 stream. Again, Sports 2 on BowFallsRadio.com and also on the Civic Media app. And that game will also air on a delay basis on Bow Falls Radio following the Wausau West broadcast. So between the boys basketball regionals and the girls hockey state tournament this week, a very busy week of high school athletics here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also today on the program, I got sidetracked there talking about all that sports. Again, Jana Wimmer at 8:35, and then at 9:06, we'll get a visit from Chad Daly of the Marathon County Public Library to talk about activities there. So a very busy Tuesday here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also across the way, behind the glass, is my in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, again, busy time. And also something I want to mention here while we're talking to you.
Yeah.
We want to try to encourage phone calls. We want to get other folks involved. And you'll be picking up the phones if somebody has something they want to talk about.
Yes, I will.
And if there's something that we say that you want to respond to, we want you to be involved in the show because we have finally got it set up where the phones are working. And if you've been listening the last 2 days on Civic Media, there's a new network-wide phone number. But that's not the number that you call for this show because those are for the network shows that go around the state. This is a Bow Falls radio-only program, so we have you call directly here to our studios. And the number is 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. So if I say something that you either agree with or disagree with or have further information you'd like to share, if there's a topic you want to talk about that I'm not talking about, anything that's on your mind, we would love to hear from you. 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. Again, you can get that number as well if you go to our Facebook page or our X page because we have a stream of the show and there's a scroll at the bottom of our screen with our number that says, hey, we want your thoughts, and that is definitely true. We want your thoughts at 715-382-9297. And even if you don't want to call us up, if you want to see us while we're on the air, again, you can see the live stream from our studio on our Facebook page, the Bull Falls Radio Facebook page, or through the X Facebook page as well. I don't know about you. I'm glad that, unlike most of the shows, the camera's a little bit away from me, not right in my face. It's more in your face, so everybody can see your face very clearly, but I like being a little bit further because otherwise the camera might just crack.
Yeah. Yeah, now that people can see how tired I am.
Why? Did you not sleep well last night?
No, I slept okay. I just didn't want to get out of bed because I was so comfortable.
I know the feeling. I absolutely know the feeling. Absolutely. So.
And 15 minutes after my alarm went off, I thought to myself, yeah, I'm going to have to get up eventually.
And yeah, some of those days where it just feels like you just want to stay under those covers. I mean, it feels so comfortable.
Nice.
But like we said yesterday, we had that little piece of that little information nugget that talked about people that like 20% or I can't remember what the exact number was, but significant number of people are late to work at least one time a week, and some even two times a week.
That's crazy.
I am very happy that you made sure to get yourself in here and be sure to make yourself here on time, because otherwise I would just be, you know, up the river here. I don't know what I'd be doing, but
happy to be here.
All right, very good. So again, I mean, things are quieted down for you. I mean, what are you doing with your time now that you're not going to rehearsals all the time? I know this week I'm going to keep you a little more busy, having you come in tonight to run the game and have the state game on Thursday, and maybe hopefully more on Saturday. But what's keeping you busy right now?
No, but I've been getting outside more. I'm doing some walks around the neighborhood. I've been going to Planet Fitness a little more, getting some exercise. And it's just taking it easy. I got a new book from the library I'm reading. I'm very much enjoying that.
Well, I have to mention that to Chad Daly, that you are taking advantage of the library, because that's, again, something that we want to see done. And also, the exercise aspect is so important as well.
Okay, reading is a good way to fuel my imagination.
Just keep the mind sharp. And especially, as I get older, I need to be able to do that to keep the mind sharp. If you read, do any of those kind of things to keep that mind as sharp as possible. And also, when you say, you know, the exercise, keep the body sharp. And when your body is sharp, that also aids you in terms of just, you know, a healthy body, a healthy mind as well. So, again, good for you in terms of trying to do what you can to stay as healthy as possible.
You just have to get through the Wednesday, a cold snap, and then the weather will be nice for the rest of the week.
But we're going to find out exactly what's going to happen weather-wise. Again, some interesting weather, and we're going to talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, about that coming up next. And then, of course, after that, at 8:35, Central Wisconsin Storm hockey coach Jana Wimmer as the Storm head to the state tournament. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. According to my weather app, it says 37 degrees under mostly sunny skies. So again, very, very nice start. according to the weather service at the airport in the last hour, is 31. So it must be warmer here at the studio than it is at the airport in Wausau. But we're expecting another beautiful day here in central Wisconsin. To talk about that and more, we're joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. Can you believe it's 55 degrees already into Racine and Kenosha right now?
No. It's
at 8:30. No, real.
I was actually thinking about this where, you know, you're talking about, temperatures in the 60s and, you know, even 70s as you look forward in some areas of the state. I was thinking if this was like summertime during our normal hot time of the year and we were this much warmer than normal, it would not be fun.
No.
It would not be fun. So it's like all these warmer temperatures. I guess right now you can handle it, but boy, I hope we are not this much warmer than normal when we get to the summer.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. I do not do well in the heat, which is why I live in Wisconsin.
I know it exactly. Huh? Before we talk about the weather specifically, I wanted to kind of touch on something we talked about last week. And you're part of our covering the news so very well as well. And you're also helping put together the new newsletter, our Bow Falls Radio newsletter. And yeah. I was on our website this morning and I was looking at it, bowfallsradio.com. If you bring that up, right at the top, there's a green box that says join the newsletter. And I thought I'd let you kind of talk to our folks and let them know what would they get if they just joined the newsletter, because I found it to be very interesting. I think other folks here in central Wisconsin would love to get that information as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is going to be covered in there is just some main topics from the Wausau area or really close to us that I think you guys should just be aware of or know about, just so we're all on the same page. So different things that are going on. So we'll have our headlines. We'll have, of course, the mayoral race that we're following, but everything too, from temperatures to climate. I'll give you the weekend weather forecast in there as well. I'm even starting a new section in that newsletter of things that are upcoming this weekend. So you kind of have ideas of what to do if you're kind of stuck and bored or need to go out and see what's going on. So I'm going to have suggestions of what to do this weekend because it comes out every Thursday afternoon. So you'll kind of get that briefing of what to do with the weekend ahead and what you missed this week in the news. But yeah, covering a lot of different stuff, different topics, things that we need to know.
Fantastic. Again, folks out there, just go to our website, bowfallsradio.com, and you can't miss it. When the homepage pops up right at the top in the middle, it says join the newsletter and do it. Because, again, a lot of interesting stuff. And as Brittany said, really wide-ranging as well that will come out on Thursdays each week. Weather-wise.
Yeah, and the cool part is you're going to get that email directly from me. Mm-hmm. So you can also respond to that as well and give me story ideas. Let me know stuff that's going on that maybe I'm not aware of, and I can dig into that as well. So very convenient tool there.
Very good. And you already got a big fan. Rob says the newsletter is excellent. I highly recommend it very much. So there you go. So we got already a testimonial for the Bow Falls Radio newsletter. Weather-wise, I know yesterday we were thinking maybe a record. Did we get a record yesterday?
Oh, we were so close. We had a high of 55. Our record was 59. I mean, it was windy. It didn't really quite get there, but.
But today we're expecting a record, aren't we?
We are. So the record right now currently is 56 degrees. That was from 1896. And I'm pretty sure we're going to climb into those low 60s and even have a chance to tap about 65 degrees. Potential, but I'm going with low 60s just to be safe because yesterday kind of bit me a little bit.
One of the interesting things about today into tonight into tomorrow morning, you don't see this very often where we're going to have a more than a 50 degree swing between today and early tomorrow, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Actually, you guys, if you're on social media, Facebook, follow Bow Falls Radio on Facebook because I'm going to go on there right after this. I'm going to post a video of our temperatures. Mm. It looks like a huge wave, ocean wave coming through, and then we just slam down into the swell of that. And of course, temperatures are going to be falling to the single digits tonight, and the winds are going to continue to increase up to 35 miles per hour. So tomorrow morning, it's going to be feeling below zero with the wind chill factored in. And highs only climbing to the upper teens to low 20s. And, you know, it's going to be feeling like zero. So It's a cool thing to watch this video, though. Just zoop, zoop, the roller coaster wave that we are on this winter.
Yeah. And again, if you're not following our Facebook page, do it. Because, again, we're now streaming our show here and other shows as well. And plus, you'll be able to get great information from Brittany. I put our information up with our sports coverages and a whole lot of great information by following us on Facebook. And the thing is, if you're nervous about having a cold day, it ain't going to stick around. We're going to be right back where we are right now by the end of the week, aren't we?
Yes. So actually, the Rib Mountain Golf Course opened yesterday. Mm. I heard that they're playing 18 holes, which is the earliest they've ever been open to that capacity. And they're open today, too. But they are going to close tomorrow and Thursday. But they plan to open back up on Friday for the entire weekend because our temperatures by Friday... Yeah, they're going to be surging up there into the 50s. So by Thursday, we'll be in the 40s. Friday, we'll be in the 50s. Saturday, we'll be in the 60s. And potentially by Sunday, Monday, 70s.
There, oh, 70s. March. Yeah, March starts on Friday. So I guess maybe it's getting a little... We can almost expect that kind of spring weather. It's March. But man, again, what a February's been. What are the details for the forecast? Again, a very interesting forecast for the next 24 to 36 hours.
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to see a lot of sunshine right now. Temperatures reaching records here as we soar to highs into the 60s. I'm thinking low 60s. But by tonight, around 8 o'clock, we're going to start to see a chance for some light rain, which will flip to a wintry mix, which could put down a little trace of ice under there or out on your cars if you park on the street or parking lot. So keep that in mind. And then it's going to flip to some snowfall. So we do have a chance of some snowfall through the overnight hours where we could be waking up to about a half an inch to maybe an inch max on the ground tomorrow morning. But then when you take in the fact that the winds are going to be gusting up to 30 miles per hour to 35 tomorrow. It's going to be low visibility. It's going to be blowing and drifting some of that snow around, and it's just going to worsen the conditions, even though it's not a lot of snowfall. So keep that in mind. But by the afternoon, we clear out. It's going to be sunny, and it's going to be cold, where I'm saying temperatures are going to be feeling like near zero all day. So keep that in mind. But we do quickly warm up after that.
Very good. Well, Brittany, again, thanks for the information. We will remember to bundle up tonight and tomorrow morning, but thanks for the information. Thanks again for telling us again about the newsletter, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. See ya.
Brittany Merlot. And again, check out the Facebook page. Brittany will have a very interesting video coming up here in the next few minutes about the temperatures that are going to swing more than 50 degrees between today and tomorrow morning. The time is 8:29. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the head hockey coach of the Central Wisconsin Storm heading to the state tournament this week. I'll talk to Jana Wimmer coming up next. It's the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Got a great imagination. Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Coming up on Thursday, the Central Wisconsin Storm takes on the Cap City Cougars in a state semifinal in Madison. Again, we'll have the coverage starting with the pregame show at 4:35 right here on Bow Falls Radio. Yesterday, I had a chance to head on over to practice over at Marathon Park, talk to the captains of the Storm. We'll hear that conversation on Thursday, and also talk to the head coach of the Central Wisconsin Storm, Jana Wimmer. It was her first year back after stepping away for about 8 years, and I asked the coach to begin with, was there a particular moment this season where it felt like it kind of came together?
That's a really good question. I actually think, maybe that first time we played Superior, I think was kind of a big one for us. The game before against River Falls in our Madison tournament, they had beat us early in the year. We came back, we were able to beat them. It was kind of the first time we shortened our bench a little bit all year. In that Superior game, there was a lot of anticipation with them, obviously a very highly touted team. And they scored like 30 seconds into that game. And in my head, all I thought was, oh man, this is going to be a long day. You hear so much about their great players and what a good team they are. And the way that we responded and bounced right back and, came out of there with, a 3-2 loss. But I think that we showed ourselves that we can play with them. And we didn't get down right away. I mean, we easily could have folded after that first 30 seconds. And these girls didn't. And I think that made them, believe that we were one of the best teams in the state. We can play with one of the best teams in the state. And I do think that was kind of a big moment for us.
Also, the process, because it's not easy, even with the most talented team, to make a change at the top, to bring in different philosophies and maybe different ways of playing. How long did it take this group to kind of maybe totally engage with what you want to do on the ice? Because obviously, no matter what kind of change it is, it's going to take some time. How long was the process before maybe you thought, okay, I'm seeing what I want to see right now on the ice?
Yeah, I think it probably took a while. You know, obviously there's change is always hard no matter what it is. And it was a group of girls that last time I became a head coach, I had been an assistant coach for a while. So, you know, I'd been around the girls, they had been around me. So it was all new on a lot of levels for all of us. So I think there was definitely that, you know, get to know you time. And I didn't know a lot about any of these girls. They didn't know anything about me really or any of these other coaches. And, you know, I think that right away starting out, the message was just, you know, to show up and to work hard. And I felt like if we could show up and we could work hard every day, as you did that and you saw that working, then, you know, okay, now we can worry about systems. Now we can worry about how we're rolling lines. Now we can worry about those types of things. So, you know, I think it definitely took until that Christmas tournament, if not even a little bit longer than that. And I think that, again, I come back to those two games, coming back, beating the Fusion after they beat us, and coming back and being able to go toe-to-toe with Superior. And I think that was just a big moment, you know, for all of us. Maybe they started to believe a little bit more in what I was doing and what I thought, and when they were seeing it all kind of come together a little bit. And we had a tough schedule to start our year. We were on the road pretty much all of December. I think we had 3 overnight tournaments. And so I think that was hard, too, just to get that feeling of just getting into a rhythm. It felt like you were always on the road, and we were never at home, and, you know, that's hard. So I think that was all coming to a close right in that Christmas tournament, and we played really well. We were able to beat a team that beat us, and, you know, I'd like to think that's when people started to buy in a little bit more.
For yourself, was this year easier? Was it harder? Was it what you expected when you got the job again? Because obviously, again, you'd stepped away for quite a while, and to come back and jump into this program again, I guess, you know, was it easier, harder, or was it what you expected?
That's a really good question. You know, I think in terms of the girls and what you do, it was what I expected. You know, I mean, obviously, I think you get into that rhythm of, you know, practice every day and, you know, getting to know these girls. I think just, like I said before, last time that I had become the head coach, I'd been the assistant coach for 3 or 4 years. So the whole process of getting to know these girls and allowing them the time to get to know me when, you know, you're trying to juggle a lot. There's, we're on the road and, you know, they have school, you have jobs, you're coming to hockey after practice, and trying to find that time to do that sometimes is hard. You know, obviously, I think on a personal level, I'm in a different spot now than I was last time I was coaching too, and I have little kids, and so, you know, it was hard to miss some of their stuff sometimes, but you know, this group of girls has been so great, and it's been a really wonderful year. So I don't know if it was necessarily harder, it was just different. I think it was just different on a lot of levels, and not in a bad way, you know, not necessarily in a good way, just in a going through it all was just different this time around, but it was good.
Let's talk about the game against Superior in the sectional final, because obviously it was always expected. I thought it was going to be a great hockey game. It was a great hockey game, but to have your team jump to a 3-0 lead, all of a sudden it feels like, holy cow, this is going to be a cruising. It's going to be not too much stress, and all of a sudden they come back with one, and they come back with a shorthander, and all of a sudden they get the equalizer late. What was the roller coaster of emotions in that game? Because obviously you guys came out and really, I thought, played really well to start off the hockey game and kind of impose yourself on Superior, probably in a way that they maybe not expecting.
Yeah, I agree. I thought we came out, we were ready to go. I think I told you before the game that the girls seemed, Tuesday before we played Superior, they seemed very tense and they were nervous. And when I got to the rink on Friday, they were all very loose and they were just like ready. They were ready for this game. And I thought you saw that right away. You know, I think that any of us would be lying to you if we didn't think that, you know, there was probably a comeback from Superior in there somewhere. I don't think any of us thought we were going to walk out of there with a 3-0 or a, you know, a 4-0 type of win. It felt really good when we were up 3-0. And I think, you know, I think when they came right back, you know, seconds later and scored that, it was, you know, just the that I preach to them a lot is, you know, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. You know, obviously, I think we all felt really good in that moment to go up 3-0, but, you know, it can change in seconds. And when you're playing a team of that caliber and with the type of players that they have, it does change in seconds. And, you know, obviously, we learned that very quickly, and I thought we did a good job. I thought we got a little tired in the second period. They dominated a lot of the second period. I thought, you know, we I don't know if we got a little bit nervous or what, but gripped our sticks a little bit harder, I think, in the second period. And but yeah, but we're able to still, you know, play hard, get out of that second period, and then, you know, going into the third, I think we all felt good, but we knew that game wasn't over. We knew that they were going to give us everything they had, and they did. And you know, I wish that those 45 seconds had ticked a little quicker. I think everyone did. But there wasn't a time, you know, a chance for anyone to even call a timeout or do any of that. So, you know, you get in those situations and you expect you're going to get that timeout and a little bit of time with your girls, get, you know, the personnel that you want out there. And none of that really fell in our favor at that moment either.
What about the moment where they did pull the goalie and they got the equalizer? Because, I mean, obviously that – and I have to say that I've probably never seen a team celebrate for as long as Superior did, because then they call a timeout and they're all still celebrating. And obviously they were riding the wave. What was the feeling with you and your girls after that? Because obviously 3-0, I mean, going into the game, you probably said, oh, great, 3-3, we have a chance to win it. But in this case, it was where they had the momentum. What was the feeling, though, with your girls, both after that, you know, with the timeout with 45 seconds to go in, and then during the 3 minutes you had between the end of the third period and overtime? I guess maybe share what you said, maybe what the girls were saying in those moments, because obviously that was, you know, this an incredible, you could just feel the emotion in that whole building at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was definitely a feeling of, I don't want to say defeat, but definite disappointment when they scored that goal to tie it with, you know, 45 seconds left. I mean, to go up 3-0 and to just kind of slowly watch them climb their way back into the game. And like I said, you know, they're a phenomenal team. And you kind of knew in the back of your head that it could happen, and it was at least going to end up a 3-2 game, and that, you know, you weren't going to keep sailing, and they weren't going to not get any closer than that. But I think there was definitely, you know, a lot of disappointment, and I think that, you know, I think we all felt like they had the momentum, that they had that momentum going in those final 45 seconds, that they had the momentum going into overtime. You know, I think before overtime, it was just, hey, you know, like, this is where we're at. We can't, nothing, you know, everything that's happened. We can't change it. We need one. We need one goal. That's all we need. We can't, you know, do anything about it. So it was kind of a, hey, this is just where we're at. We know what we need to do. It doesn't matter what happened. This is where we are. So I think the girls, you know, listened to that. And I could tell, though, that Superior definitely thought they had the momentum. He put his 5 best girls on the ice to start that overtime. And I just thought, if we can weather this first shift, I looked at our next line going up and I said, hey, they got their 5 best players out there right now. This is your game to go and win then. So, and I believe that. And I think the girls, I think those couple minutes before overtime, they got a chance to just clear their head and refocus on what we needed to do and what we knew we could do. But those last 45 seconds, I know that there was a lot of disappointment on that ice.
And that's finally, there's no bad shots in overtime. It was a, you know, you squeezed in the moment. Well, can you describe the moment when that you realized the puck's in the back of the net and that you beat Superior, beat a team that no Wisconsin team had beat all season long, and back at the state tournament? I guess for yourself, what was that moment like, and did it in a sense seem real at that moment?
Yeah, I think I looked at Savannah when we walked on the ice for the handshake line, and I was like, I'm really sorry, but I just totally lost my mind. Like, I mean, you just we had that 5-on-3, and I thought the girls were almost too patient with it. They didn't take as many probably shots as I would have liked to have seen them take, and I thought we'd maybe get a couple more chances, and you're watching that 5-on-3 tick down, and Gabby and Maddie made that really nice switch, and I thought the goalie had it. She was there, and I 100% had it. I thought she had it until I saw them start celebrating. So, it was, I think it was like a surreal moment. I don't even remember everything that happened for probably the next 30 seconds. I couldn't believe it. I was just so proud of these girls, and I just had a feeling, I don't know why, that day walking in the rink that these girls weren't going to let anything happen. They were going to figure out a way to win, and that's exactly what they did, and it was a really great moment. I even said to my husband, I think the next morning, I was like, I still can't believe we won that game. And, you know, I think we all relived it probably 35 times from that night till the next morning. And it was definitely a truly special moment to be part of.
now the state tournament. And the thing that sort of, again, after, you know, letting it sink in a little bit, is, you know, how tough this bracket was to get there. And all of a sudden you see a couple of teams that you lost to during the regular season. So it's not going to be any less difficult. But it's also a very interesting state tournament. You got your three teams that I think are traditional powers in girls high school hockey in Wisconsin. And then you got this Cinderella story that you're going to have to face in the semifinals in the Cap City Cougars. And, again, you look at the record and say, oh, man, I imagine that's probably one of the biggest jobs right now, is to say they got themselves a hot freshman goaltender, and they got a team that's riding a wave of emotion themselves, that you have to have that same kind of focus and intensity against Cap City, not look ahead to those other two teams that are involved in the state tournament, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, and obviously I think that's, like you said, you know, you look on paper and this looks like it should be, you know, a Sunday walk in the park for us, and that's not the case at all. You know, their goalie's hot, and you get to the playoffs, and anything can happen. You know, literally anything can happen. You start believing in yourself. You start believing in your team. You have a goalie that gets hot at the end of the year, and you know, really anything's possible, and they've proven that. And it's a new season. You know, right now everyone's 0-0 going to Madison, and you still got to figure out a way to get it done, and you got to take you know, every opponent seriously and respect every opponent that you get on the ice with, because you know, everyone worked really hard to get there. So you know, that's a lot of what we'll talk about over the next couple of days, and you know, hopefully we're ready to go on Thursday. If we think we're gonna show up and throw some sticks on the ice and win the game, we're gonna be in a lot of trouble. So you know, these girls need to come, they need to be ready to go, and you know, I think if we show up and we play our game, that, you know, hopefully we'll be successful. But yeah, there's definitely no looking any opponent there shouldn't be at any point in the season, but definitely not the state tournament.
And what about the state tournament itself? I mean, it's different. I mean, you've been there three times, but this is different at that Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena. It's going to be a much tighter venue in terms of feeling everybody in a packed house. Help for yourself and for the girls. I mean, because when they won it a couple of years ago, those that were part of the team a couple of years ago, it was a completely different feel at the Alliant Energy Center. It really is going to be a different state tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be very different. I've never been there. You know, obviously these girls have never played in a state tournament there, so it'll be different. You know, that's for sure. I've heard that, you know, it's packed in there, and it kind of gives you that, like you said, that feeling of the packed house and the electric crowd. And you know, I think that's the stuff that the state tournament's supposed to be about. So we're all going to learn together. You know, I think we're all going to learn together. I think we can go in and take a couple minutes and take a deep breath and, you know, be able to take in everything, and then hopefully go to work is the plan. So I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see how they run it over there. You know, I heard a lot of mixed things from last year, and I know that they made some changes to their schedule and some changes to the way that they're doing a couple of things to try and make everything flow a little bit more smoothly. But I also forgot how much stuff you got to do before you get down to state. I spent the last 48 hours, you know, designing T-shirts and doing rosters and, you know, trying to turn in 1,000 different things that we need to, and you know, it's all part of the experience. So I think we're at this point, we're all ready to get down there, and we're getting ready to just go down there and play some hockey.
Enjoy getting all that to-do list all done, and enjoy heading down to Madison, and best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it.
Head coach of the Storm, Jana Wimmer. We'll come back, have more here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
The Wausau West High School boys basketball team starts the playoffs, traveling to Kekana in a Division I regional semifinal. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. Wausau West boys basketball on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's Wausau West at Kekana in a Division I boys basketball regional semifinal. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening tip at 7 p.m. On Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Mm-hmm. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, good to talk to Jana Wimmer, the head hockey coach at the Central Wisconsin Storm, heading to the state tournament. And very exciting last week. Two great wins. And the Storm were in a very difficult sectional, as the number one ranked team in the state, Superior, was in the same sectional. The Storm, the number three ranked team in the state, was in that sectional. And the number four ranked team, Hayward, was in the sectional. That meant that the Storm faced Hayward in the sectional semifinal last Tuesday. They won it 7-3. And then they had to come back and knock off Superior. Again, as I said in the interview with Coach Wimmer, that Superior had not lost a game to a team from Wisconsin all season long until last Friday, when the Storm won 4-3 in overtime. And now, after an exciting week last week, another very exciting week coming up as well. In addition to talking to Jana Wimmer yesterday, I had a chance to sit down with the four captains of the Central Wisconsin Storm as well. Had a chance to talk to Julia DeBile, Tristan Wickland, Ava Rohde, and Maddie DePoit. And we'll hear that discussion. It was fun to sit down with all four of the girls and talk about the season, talk about the sectional victory, talk about the upcoming state tournament as well. So we will hear that conversation Thursday. Thursday, of course, is the day of the state semifinals. And during this program at 9:34 on Thursday morning, we'll hear that discussion I had with the four seniors of the Central Wisconsin Storm here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And again, don't forget as well, coming up on Thursday, we'll be on the air from Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena, technically in Middleton, just outside Madison, but we call it Madison nevertheless. 4:35 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the opening faceoff. It is the first girls semifinal, the Storm and the Cap City Cougars. The winner of that one will take on the winner of the second semifinal between the St. Croix Valley Fusion and the Bay Area Ice Bears in the state championship game on Saturday. So if the Storm win on Thursday, we'll be back in Madison for the state title game Saturday, 2 o'clock faceoff, 1:35 for the pregame, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, don't forget, if you want to join us, if you have thoughts on our interviews or our topics that we discuss, you can call us up at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Again, you can check out our posting about the show and the stream on our Facebook page. It has the number posted right there as well. So again, follow us on Facebook. You'll be able to get the information you need, like the phone number to call in or anything else here with Bow Falls Radio. So follow us on Facebook, follow us on X as well, on social media. Ian, this is not the number of the day, but it's maybe a little practice for you.
Okay.
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, it is the 29th, February the 29th.
Ah, yes.
It only happens every 4 years, leap year. Mm-hmm. And do you know how many people worldwide right now have February 29th as a birthday, meaning that they were born on that date, which occurs only once every 4 years? Any idea how many folks have a February the 29th birthday?
Well, if I had to take a wild guess, I'd have to say probably, oh, boy.
I know, it's hard.
Either way.
No, but it's hard. It's hard. But
I'm going to say probably less than 1,000 have.
No.
As a wild guess.
That's why we give you multiple choices, yes, for our number for the day.
And that's why I can't just.
You are way off. There are about 5 million people worldwide that have a February 29th birthday. What do you think about it? There's billions of people on the Earth's surface. So, I mean, right now, living. So the idea of 5 million really isn't that big of a number when you really think about it.
No, not really.
But there are about 5 million worldwide with a February 29th birthday. I'd be interested if anybody out there has a February 29th birthday. How do you celebrate on non-leap years?
Yeah.
Do you celebrate on February 28th? Do you celebrate on March the 1st? And I'm gonna post this on our Bow Falls Facebook page as well. So if there's anybody out there among the 5 million on the Earth's surface right now that do have a February 29th birthday. We're gonna open it up here. If you want to, you know, give us a ring if you happen to be February 29th. Again, at 715-382-9297. But I'm also gonna, here in the next few minutes during our news update, post that on our Facebook. And if you have somebody that is either you or somebody that you know has a February 29th birthday, how do you celebrate it? Because again, it's got to be kind of tough when 3 of the 4 years you don't have your birthday on your normal day.
I can't imagine if you'd celebrate your birthday only once every 4 years. That seems a little
right. I mean, that just seems kind of sad in a way.
It seems a little cruel.
I know. So, but do you celebrate it 4 times as big on the 29th every 4 years? It's always interesting because leap years tend to have, they're always on election years, presidential election years.
Right.
They're always on summer Olympic years.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it seems like these leap years have a lot going on with them as well.
They do.
So yeah, absolutely. So, again, I'm going to put this on our question on our Facebook page coming up. If you have information on it that you know somebody that is a February 29th birthday, we'd love to hear from you there as well. Coming up, it is an information update, news, weather, and sports. Then we'll be talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library as we continue on this Tuesday morning. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Keep the man up on his feet. Holding down his job. Trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every care?